Good morning, Scoop Scuttlebutt, with news from around the world, across the nation, and up your block. Well, I almost resisted the overwhelming temptation to feature Donald McDonald in this regular repartee, but alas, my resistance this week is low. I feel like the five-year-old boy trying to choose between saving his money or buying a Twinkie. There is really no choice, so I choose my version of the Twinkie. This story of Donald McDonald is indeed irresistible. The former Liberal finance minister is heading up a Royal Commission inquiry into the Canadian economy. His pay? $800 a day. But when away from his home, it balloons to $925 per day. Plus expenses, you know, things like bus and subway fare, and a soup and sandwich at the local YMCA. At the very least, $4,000 a week. More if he's not at home. Now I would wager he won't be home too much. Not as much to make more money as to avoid phone calls from long-forgotten relatives asking for handouts. Brings to mind an old children's tune, if I may. Old MacDonald had a farm, spelled E-I-E-I-O, and on this farm he had some trees, spelled M-O-N-E-Y. And now we aim our political darts to the south. Ex-President Richard Nixon, who, with the backing of a British company, will become a talk show host, specializing in interviews of statesmen. Mr. Nixon, why not try to interview John Dean? Just for kicks, see how he's feeling these days. He was going to interview Gerald Ford, but Dickie just could not keep himself from saying, "Pardon me, Jerry, pardon me." If turnabout is indeed fair play, why not do a show and interview David Frost? Until tomorrow, Scoop Scuttlebutt, signing off.